You are going to speak with a hiring professional for your next job interview. Because of the job interview experience, you can hear from one before that interview. That's what I'm here to do. I am a former executive recruiter, search firm owner, director of talent acquisition, founder of candidateclub.com. And today, I talk into this mic with a clear goal to help you get a fantastic job as quickly and painlessly as possible. Hope you're having a fantastic day. If you are watching this on YouTube, which I would highly recommend, you will see that it's Casual Tuesday at the job interview experience. Thanks to Walmart for this $5 shirt. You probably shouldn't wear a shirt like this to your job interview, but it all depends on the job. I haven't done any episodes on interview attire, what to wear yet. Would you enjoy an episode covering that? I'll work on it. Shout out to Australia. Getting a lot of listeners and listens in Australia. Hey, love you guys. Extra coffee this morning. Okay, there's a common interview question. It's most frequently asked during second or third interviews, but sometimes during your first, so watch out. It's not so much of a trick question, but it does open the opportunity for you to make some big mistakes. The question, why are you wanting to leave your current position or job? It might be worded as something like, what are the reasons for your departure from your last job? Why are you leaving? It could be worded in a bunch of different ways. We'll dig into why the question is asked and how to answer. But to add another layer of context, let's read a listener email about this question. Here's the email. What's the best way to answer the why are you leaving your current position or job? In the question, again, is I apply for the same position I have now at different companies because I know they pay more. What I make now is entry level since this is my first job using my degree. Currently, when I'm asked why are you leaving your current job, I say because it's slow and I want growth in my career. But what I really mean is because I want more money. That answer needs a little work, saying I'm looking to leave because work is slow. We're all motivated by money. We all know that, and that's fine. We have bills to pay, food to purchase, and maybe even a little extra for a couple brewskis. That's why we work, or at least a big part of it. On the other hand, it's important to believe in the mission of the company you're working for. I'm not saying that you have to be 110% bought into what they do. What they do might be mundane or boring or status quo. That's okay. There does need to be something that you believe in, the way they conduct business, the people you work with, what your company does to give back to your community or a community, and so on. It's the same way and even more important for the company that you are interviewing with. Their goals need to be important to you, what they do, how they do it, who they do it for. Something that happens there should align with you and what you believe. The heart of the message of this episode and the foundation of a perfect answer to this question is focusing on the future, not on the past. This question opens up the opportunity to say a lot about your last position, right? Why did you leave? Here's a bunch of reasons. Bad boss, bad workplace, bad coworkers, bad product, bad outlook. They're kind of giving you a chance to make a big mistake, which is going into a long rant about your last job. You can't do any of that. So when you're asked, why are you looking to make a move? You want to focus on the opportunity in the company that you're talking to. When I hear work is slow and I want to grow, what I hear or a recruiter will hear is that you're bored. If you're not given enough work to be busy, that might be more about you than the company that you work for. You aren't doing enough to keep yourself busy or are replaceable. For the listener that wrote me, that's not the case. I'm sharing how a recruiter will interpret this answer. For this listener, it's really about the money, not how slow business is. When this potential employer, the one you're interviewing with posted this job online, they didn't have a discussion beforehand and say, hey, let's try and find someone that's bored at work and doesn't have enough to do. They also didn't think to themselves, we don't really need to hire anyone, but it would be nice to find someone that hates their job and bring them on board. Is this starting to become clear? It's not your potential employer's problem whether or not you are happy at your current job. They don't have the time, no one does, to think about, hey, who out there is unhappy? Let's hire them. They do want you to be happy once you work for them, but in the moment, they have a problem, an open position, work that needs to be done, and they don't currently have someone to do it. They want to hire people that care about the work that that company does and brings a positive attitude to work. To answer this question really well, the assignment is to first try and find something that you care about at the company you're going to interview with and bring that enthusiasm to your interview and to the table. With that question, complaining about your last job, why you left, will only hurt you. Like I said, no matter how terrible your last job was, this new employer did not set out to make you happy. So don't bring out the bad from the past. Focus on how you can improve their future. Let's say that you're asked, why are you wanting to leave your current job? Here's a good format for your answer. I'm intrigued by the work you do and the direction leadership is taking your company. My skills and experience will help your company continue to move forward, and I know I will do great work in the environment that you've created here. Don't just think about what's in it for you, which is wanting to be busier or wanting progress in your career or not liking your job. That's internal. You can focus on that anytime. You focus on that while you work at your last job or this new job, right? Those are your goals. They're not in the business of making employees that other companies have on board happy. They need to find someone who will come to their office, believe in their mission, and work really hard to move that forward. And hopefully enjoy themselves in the process. Remember to put yourself in their shoes and talk about the big picture, how you can help them. What's your motivation to look for a new job? My motivation is to work in a company where I can put my skills that I'm proud of to their maximum use, do amazing work, and be noticed for it. I think if I do that, your company will reach its goals faster, customers will be happy, and I'll be doing my best work. Write that down, reword it. I want you to make it your own. You can use that word for word, but I want to give you the resources to own this process, not just repeat what I say. If you're working hard, listening to this, re-listening, going through other episodes, I believe in you. You're going to do great. You're going to have an awesome interview. This episode is brought to you by my interview training site, candidateclub.com. Use code PODCAST for 20% off monthly interview training subscriptions. Improve your interview, improve your resume. Quick, easy, cancel anytime. Thanks everyone for watching and listening. We'll talk again soon.